Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This just in, the imperial system is still bullshit, and this is Unfeatured Articles. Howdy doody, and welcome to Unfeatured Articles. My name is Curtis Lang, and I am here with my good friends and even better hosts, Mr. James Keogh.
Hello.
And Mr. Riley McNamara.
Hello, hello.
How do we feel about howdy doody? As a permanent...
I was going to say... I like it.
Cool.
I like the cowboy direction.
I'm not against it, no.
Okay, good. Howdy doody. Lock that shit in, motherfuckers. All right.
get used to that one, ladies and gents.
Every episode.
What are we doing this week, boys, as we do every week?
Well, we are a bunch of fun boys.
Fun boys.
Who come along every week and we bring a weird, obscure, oddly specific Wikipedia article and we talk about it for a little bit. Ultimately, we decide who the winner is, who's the most obscure,
the
who's
best
the best
of the week. And why do we do that? Because at the end of the year, we are going to decide the best Wikipedia article of all time or of 2018?
Of 2018.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of up to 2018.
I guess. Yeah.
And then next year, we'll continue on.
It's March Madness, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be doing a big bracket, getting all the articles that we've chosen as the winners, getting them all on a big whiteboard.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. It's going to be a time.
We explain the entire concept of our show at the start of every episode. Yeah. Honestly, it's a bit much.
Nah. Well, how would the people remember? They've got things. They've got other podcasts to listen to. Hamish and Andy's just come back. Auntie Donna have a podcast. We're not the only funny boys out there, James.
You're right. And so therefore, every
single
week.
You need to make sure
week,
they know what makes us different.
Fair enough. Well, why don't we start then?
No.
No,
I don't know if I can because I feel sad because I feel like we're missing Alex. He was such a good boy.
He brought so much.
It's an empty chair today.
Empty chairs and empty tables.
Oh, don't.
All right, shall we get on to the articles then? All right,
please.
Moving on from Alex. I'm done. I've moved on. Riley, you first, my dude.
Oh, okay, me first. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you're all familiar with the cicada.
Cicada.
Like the bug?
Like the bug, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Like the chirpy, crickety bug.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Loves to bowl, I hear. It was a cricket joke. A cricket joke.
Got it. All right.
My mind went to 10-pin bowling.
Okay,
I don't know why.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't get that.
I don't think he could hold the thing.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have enough fingers. We all know that, like, you know, your dogs can get sick or, you know, other pets can get sick.
I did not know that. Sorry, keep going. I'm going to stop interrupting.
Curtis Lang.
Okay, sorry. Cicadas can get sick.
So, they could get a disease called Massospora cicadina.
Okay.
I've probably butchered that as well. So, that is a fungal pathogen which infects imago of periodical cicadas, imago being the adult stage, resulting in infertility and death.
Oh, no.
So, this fungus, this nasty, nasty fungus infects...
Can they get a cream for that?
Can they get a cream for it?
Yeah.
They'd have to get a prescription.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, I don't know. It can be tricky. So this nasty, nasty fungus infects these poor cicadas and renders them unable to fornicate.
Oh, no.
Have you ever seen...
And
okay.
Then they die.
Yeah, fair.
Yikes.
Isn't that always the way? You guys ever seen cicadas doing the business?
No, I've not been witness to cicada sex.
I have.
No.
Oh, no.
It's not nice.
How do they...
My mum... You know how mums reach a certain point of awkwardness when they just need to point out sexual things?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, look at that horse penis as we drive up.
Lisa, no.
Not just Lisa. I mean, I had friends' mums did it.
How many mums have you got?
Seven.
Oh.
They're all in a... Pull one out each
week. Yeah, one for each day of the week.
Depending on.
So you witnessed some cicada sex. Bringing the conversation back to cicada sex.
Yeah, as we should.
Yeah.
No, that was just my whole point. It's not pretty. So
they can't do the do, and then they die.
No. Okay. So where does it come from?
I would like to know.
So the disease itself, the fungus itself, is considered a parasite. It's believed to be found in all inhabitants of their host species, which is a big old pain in the ass for cicadas. Quite literally, in fact, because this fungus grows into like this white chalky substance, and it infects the rear part of their abdomen.
Mm.
And a lot of researchers were finding these dead cicadas.
Yeah.
With no ass, basically. It causes their ass to fall off.
Oh, no.
Which is why they can't have sex.
Because
it's not there. There's not the bits they require.
Riley's new direction with these articles is just like to try and disgust us.
Yeah, legitimately.
Like, what did you come in with last week? The holy one.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
And now you've come to us with
cicadas.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one was actually recommended to me from...
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. I was talking to one of my old bosses. I don't know how I ran into her, but I was talking to her and she was like, I mentioned the podcast and about how we just bring in weird articles. And she was like, I saw this thing on the internet about cicadas having their... their behinds falling off. And I was like, that sounds weird. I'm going to look that up.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. You've done me a great
Riley's
service.
Former boss.
You're welcome.
Ugh.
All right, so what happens? The spores of the M. cicadina are capable of germinating and infecting cicadas at as little as 1 year. They remain dormant.
How long does a cicada live for?
I'll tell you that in just a second.
Please do, without delay.
Genus of the 13-year and 17-year periodical cicadas.
Okay.
Whether that means that they turn up once every 13 or 17 years, or they are...
Oh, cool. Okay. So they're kind of born and then dormant for 13 or 17 years, and then they come back to life. Oh, cool.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Thank you, James.
I love the really zombie bug.
Yeah, dude.
They just hibernate.
Yeah.
So cicadas first become infected by fungal spores as the nymphs prepare to leave the soil and become adults. Early stages of the infection are completely concealed inside the abdomen of the cicada. At or near the death of the host, the rear segments of the abdomen fall off, as I mentioned, revealing a white chalky mass of the fungus, which actively produces and forcibly discharges spores. The spores are infective to other periodical cicadas and create a secondary cycle of disease. At the end of the secondary cycle, the fungus produces a different kind of spores.
No.
Okay, Curtis is uncomfortable. No. We won't go on. One of the weird things about this fungus...
Oh, you looked at
other
me.
Other than the fact
no.
that it causes what? Your bum to fall off? Like,
yeah. Okay, tell me more.
No, a bit weirder than that.
Oh, okay.
So one of the ways this actually spreads, much like... an STI in humans. It spreads through intercourse, which they're capable of having until their bum falls
until
off.
The bum falls off.
Until
of
the bum falls off.
I have no sympathy for cicadas that have sex without protection. That is asking for
That's
it.
Right, yeah.
Hot topic.
Cicadas in the audience, stay
so
safe.
The fungus, it renders both males and females sterile, though they obviously are alive for a little while they've got it. So one of the weird things about it is it alters their sexual behaviors. So
I'd imagine it would if you can't.
Like, no, not even like
present.
Yeah.
Well, there is that aspect of it, but for a little while they can present. But what a weird thing they've found is that stage one infected males call. So they send out their mating call to females or whatever, but they respond to the mating calls of males.
Oh. Okay.
Which is really interesting.
So it just gets them just horned up for everyone.
Yeah, they're just...
It's like, I'm down for whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to die.
I'm going to die soon.
That's it. It's a
taking
it's
you all with me.
It's a bucket list, really.
Before my bum falls off, I'm going to have sex with as many cicadas as I can. That is a
who quark. Was on my shit list in high school? Barry, I'm coming for you.
Oh, no. Oh, dear. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty interesting that
cicada STI.
Why'd you laugh?
We're just uncomfortable. We're a bit squeamish.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to take a shower after this.
I just don't want my bum
together.
To fall off, you know?
Hmm?
What?
Take a shower?
No.
Huh?
Okay.
Group shower. before our bums fall off.
Oh, classic song.
Yeah, thank you. It's by the Beach Boys, I think.
No, the Beatles.
It's the Beatles, right. Yeah, yeah. Always get those mixed
bloody
up.
Ringo.
Curtis.
Yeah, I think we're about done with...
You're done with cicada,
cicada bums.
Unless there's more. Unless there's...
I don't have any more here. I can have a look at a few other things.
That was
like
the most awkward throw-to you've ever done.
Curtis.
Desperate to get away from this.
All right. I'm just going to go ahead and take it. I'm going to take it. Boys, let me tell you the fascinating story of Bloop.
What?
Bloop.
I know of this.
Ooh.
Bloop. So, Bloop was an ultra-low frequency and extremely powerful underwater sound detected by the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Oh, good friends.
NOAA in 1977. The same people who I believe... we're responsible for detecting
Graham.
Good friend of the podcast, Graham.
Good friend of the podcast.
Good friend of the podcast.
Hopefully we'll get him on. Now that we're doing guests.
Well, we got that Patreon set up for him.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Yep. For him, yeah. Specifically.
For him. We can give him whale dollars.
Whale dollars.
He's going to be fine.
Is that like the space quid?
It is. It is.
More real, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Blue. In 2002... so it was detected in 1997. And in 2002, it was said to be consistent with large marine animals, though it was also consistent with the noises generated by ice quakes in large icebergs. Or like when they kind of scrape each other or scrape the ocean floor. Mm. It's like real gigantic icebergs. There was a lot of people who thought that it was like this mysterious, unknown animal. Mm-hmm. That they hadn't detected before because it was like massively louder than anything they'd ever detected before. And the reason they thought it was an animal was because of the fast changes in frequency.
Okay.
Whereas icebergs kind of go like they make like a solid kind of trajectory upwards in frequency and noise.
Ice,
like,
ice.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
They kind of do like a...
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Is that your iceberg?
Yeah. There was this
What's
one.
What's the deal with icebergs?
Here's my deal?
They're all like, am I right, ladies?
Am I right? but the noise was like all over the place in terms of frequency and it was really loud. And people thought like it was a big old like monster.
Hell
like
yeah.
An undetected
Cthulhu
sort of
a
animal.
Kaiju.
In 2012, however, isn't that the anime where they like.
No, it's just a style of monster.
It's Pacific Rim, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's right, yeah. So 2012, the people who had originally detected it were like, nah, we reckon it's ice. But people still reckon. But people disagree.
Ooh.
Yeah. According to NOAA, the NOAA, the
Noah, ocean.
Noah,
of, like Noah's
the
Ark,
man with the Ark, had one on his boat, had a blue on his boat.
He would know.
Oh, again, by the way, the sound that it made,
yep.
Embedded in the Wikipedia article, sped up 16 times, but I've listened to it. It's like the space thing we were talking about,
yeah,
during
just
the like, Graham.
Just fucking freaky.
It's real weird. Cool. It's real creepy. Hopefully. So according to the NOAA description, sorry. Please.
Nothing. I was just going to say we'll chuck that in the show notes. And,
No. Yes, we'll definitely have it in the show notes. So according to the description, it rose rapidly in frequency over about 1 minute and was of sufficient amplitude to be heard on multiple sensors at a range of over 5,000 kilometers. It's a big,
wow,
big, loud noise. Underwater as well, pressure makes noise like not travel as far, but it still traveled 5,000 kilometers.
That's a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the date that they found this?
1997.
That was the day I had a burrito on a yacht and I just sort of, yeah, it was not a pleasant,
not
a pleasant time.
Wasn't that the year you were born, James?
Also that.
Yeah, cool.
It was a big year for James Kehoe.
Big year for me.
Got born, ate a burrito, farted.
Real big.
It caused a national search for a
strange. I love that. When was that? Oh, 1997. That was the day I ate a burrito on a yacht.
Oh, yeah.
The whole of 1997.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. So, the doctor, the guy in charge of the team who found it, Dr. Christopher Fox, he stated that while the audio profile of Bloop does not resemble that does resemble that of a living creature.
Yep.
Does resemble that of a living creature. The source was a mystery because it would be far more powerful than calls made by any other animal on Earth.
Oof.
So the largest animal on Earth is the blue whale.
Yeah.
And this was significantly louder.
Was it that kind of? Was it around that kind of frequency range? Like, what did we say that?
I'm not sure what the frequency range.
Because what was it?
Yes, it was.
Blue whales are like 32 hertz or something.
So the graph that they've got on the so they've got a spectrogram,
yeah,
which measures frequency over time, and it's the spectrogram goes up to 50 hertz, and that's like where it's hitting. So it's
was it Graham?
It could have been Graham.
He was really loud.
Fan
and
theory?
Then he broke
podcast
his voice.
Yeah.
And then, now he can't talk to anyone.
He got dumped.
He tried to.
Graham got dumped. He screamed in anguish. Oh. And now he can't speak to any other.
Oh, God. Don't do that to me.
Sorry. Sorry, man.
Way to bring the whole podcast down, Curtis.
Anyway. Yeah. So, yeah. So people have concluded that it was probably ice. But there are a couple, like, interesting... like things that make it kind of a bit creepy. This is fun. This is fun to think about, yeah? So the roughly triangulated origin of Bloop is approximately 1,700 kilometers from the more precisely described location of, I can't pronounce, Relea, which is a sunken extra-dimensional city written of by H.P. Lovecraft in his popular short story, The Call of Cthulhu.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Yeah. There's, yeah, it's just fun stuff like that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's Bloop. It's like...
What's another one?
Yeah, so moving into popular culture, a 2012 American-made TV thriller produced for Animal Planet and Discovery Channel in the form of a documentary. You know how Discovery Channel loved to be like, what if the pyramids were constructed by aliens?
Well, they were, but yeah.
Yeah, that was his one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Titled Mermaids, The Body Found, used the Bloop sound as evidence of the existence of mermaids or an unknown species in the oceans. Noah posted a refutation on their website.
Fair enough.
It's not bad.
Yes.
Nah, get a veto that
get
one.
Get a veto that one. It's not a...
Put a pin in that right here.
Yeah.
So, savage.
Unless they're hiding something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it a conspiracy?
Conspiracy.
I don't think they went to the moon. They went to the ocean floor and they built Cthulhu.
Okay.
Cool. Come on. Yes and. Yes and. Anyway, yeah. So that's Bloop. Big old scary noise in the ocean. Probably an ice quake. What if it's not?
Ooh.
Oh. Official position of the podcast. It's Graham.
It's Graham?
It's Graham.
It's Graham the whale.
Or Cthulhu.
I reckon they're mates.
Good friends.
I reckon they're good friends.
What if they were lovers?
What if they're one and the same?
No, don't say these things to me. I can't love Cthulhu, but I love Graham.
Not about Graham.
Not about Graham. How dare you?
Don't call him
just
that.
Saying.
How dare you?
We don't know. He doesn't have tentacles.
Valid.
Man's got a point.
I don't like
James,
it.
James, your article?
Yeah. My article. And indeed, my mystery.
He's so excited.
Zane, cue the music. One night, as I was scrolling through Wikipedia trying to find articles for my podcast, Unfeatured Articles, I came upon a peculiar site. I, like many, wondered, where is Australia's favourite party boy, Corey Worthington? And figured...
Oh, no.
I figured, what better place than to search his obviously active Wikipedia article.
Obviously.
However, after searching, a precursor search, I could not find such an article. However, I did find a blog post. And boys, what I found, what I stumbled upon was deeper than I could have ever imagined. My name is James Keogh, and welcome to Broken Links. All right, stop the music. Here we go.
Okay, hang on. Who is this again?
So
you don't know Corey Worthington?
I know I do. I just couldn't remember his last name.
Corey Worthington. Of course, is this the guy who threw this party, massive party, on the news.
Australian icon,
Corey Worthington. Let's start where I started, which is squidpants.blogspot.com.au.
So you haven't even brought a Wikipedia article, you brought a new...
Brought a blog post. Okay, so if you search on Google, Corey Worthington, Wikipedia, this is one of the things that comes up. It is a blog post from a blog called Squidpants.
Squidpants.
Starts as such. This is from the 13th of February, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So, Wikipedia deleted the Corey Worthington article again and refused to revisit the deletion. I think a lot of the arguments were flawed, personally. Here is the actual last Corey Worthington Wikipedia page with links, sources, etc. The superscript numbers are the actual references from the article. The links go to the Wikipedia pages that were actually linked. Enjoy. And what follows is, in all but format, a fully fledged Wikipedia article.
That this dude has just like meticulously rewritten in his blog.
Yes.
Jesus.
An article which, you know, honestly doesn't seem, seems pretty factual.
Yeah.
But apparently is not good enough to be included on the website, not just once, not just twice, but three times deleted.
Oh, I smell a conspiracy.
This is... because, I mean, he's a known figure, you know?
Yeah.
Even after the party, like, he got on the news. I think he went into Big Brother,
there are people less reputable who have Wikipedia
exactly,
articles.
Exactly, exactly.
Do we have one?
I wish.
Keep going.
Yeah, that'll be the day. There is sources, there's everything. It should be a Wikipedia article. However, it is not. It was challenged. Let's see. Deletion review, 4th of February, 2008. Speedy deletion as recreated material overturned, relisted to gauge new consensus on notability. This is, I think, the second deletion. So the first nomination was deleted. And you can see this big list of like reasons to delete it, reasons to keep it. And they're all actual people, like not just like deleted because this, it's like actual people like weighing in. For example, I want to skip to the third time this was deleted. It was made again as Corey Worthington Delaney, which is his full name, I suppose. The person who deleted it says, "This tempest in a teapot doesn't meet notability guidelines and will be forgotten within a week. A mere blip in the stream of news. Not even exceptionally high YouTube numbers. Not that that confers much notability."
Who said that?
This is Accounting for Taste. Wikipedia wow, user Jesus. Accounting for Taste said that. He's got his own website.
Thank you, Accounting for Taste.
Ajavius comes back on this. He says... He's fighting back. He says he's got his own website where he has been slapped over 500,000 times. Thank you, Ajavius.
Thank you, Ajavius.
That's a rather short sort of interaction there. But you'll find especially with the second nomination, there is this big back and forth between different users. For example, Colonel Warden keeps it short, says obviously notable, some recent sources, does a link. Just it keeps going on. And there's like All Star says strong keep. Article has been created numerous times. This shouldn't even be being discussed. It's like
it's a hot topic.
It's a hot topic.
Jeez.
Delete. This is a complete waste of everyone's time, as the same arguments apply as the earlier discussions all of 3 weeks ago. So this is weeks long, months long.
Yeah.
And then David D comes in saying, "Once again, quoting another user, Matt NBGN, who said, "Once again, it is time that Wikipedia decided if it is an encyclopedia or merely a recorder of mildly amusing but ultimately trivial events."
Isn't that what this whole podcast
is?
I was about
to say, that's kind of our whole gig.
Yeah, we're strongly in favor of the latter.
Bring Corey Worthington back. Accounting for Taste and what was the other dude? A Jarvis.
Yeah.
If you guys want to ring up the podcast and let us know your thoughts, we could have a discussion.
This could be a continuing bit. Broken Links, my podcast in a podcast, which is a mystery podcast inside of Unfeatured Articles. This could be a recurring.
Yeah. If those two guys could just ring this following number, 04. Okay, so Zane, I'm just going to need you to bleep this bit out if that's
okay.
Yeah, cool.
It's a big old bleep.
99.
Call that number.
Call that number and have a bloody fight with me.
We'll have an episode
tonight.
All about you guys. Some other arguments to keep. Current iconic status in current pop culture. I agree that it should be kept and reviewed in 6 months to a year. It was not. That didn't happen. they deleted it.
Unlucky.
So what
sometimes
I'm wondering
don't
is
come true.
Why is this so contentious? And I suppose we've kind of uncovered the mystery in and of itself.
I found the blog post.
Yeah.
I can't find all the comments, though.
The comments are in on Wikipedia itself.
Oh, okay.
In the kind of these deletion review records.
Right.
Which I believe are linked.
Yeah.
I think it's the word again is hyperlinked, and that leads to there. But I actually do want to look at the Wikipedia article that was the non-existent Wikipedia article that is in text in this blog post. Mm. Because what it does do is go over what the actual. So there's a segment called The Party.
It was last edited 10 days ago.
Wait.
Seriously?
For real?
By Daniel.
Daniel.
This is a real mystery. This is ongoing. Guys.
Wikipedia, we need you to call this up and give us answers.
So what was updated?
I don't know. I just clicked on again.
Yeah, so this is the
in the blog post. We'll link the blog post in the show notes so that you can follow on with this mystery. And then when you click it, just down the bottom, yeah, that's last just, edited 10 days ago by
10
Daniel.
10 years ago,
I didn't read it properly.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
10 years ago. Jesus Christ!
Mystery closed.
Mystery closed.
We solved it, guys.
Curtis Lang. Another Curtis Lang cracked.
And I wouldn't have got away with it. Do you need new glasses, mate?
Yeah, I think so.
So back to the article. You okay?
Yeah, sorry. I just I had a bit of Guinness in that glass, and then I finished it. And I poured some Coke in, but clearly I didn't get rid of the Guinness.
No, sir.
So I just got a bit of Guinness mixed with Coke, and it was real bad. I'm just gonna have to take a moment. You take it.
All right. So the party. Worthington sent out the invitation to his party via text messaging, MySpace, and Facebook. Reading. So this is the thing. These are the three lines that caused 500 people to come to this man's home. This boy's home.
Was it only 500?
It was only 500.
I thought it was more than that.
Yeah. 500 people in a house?
Yeah, I understand the logistics of that, but I thought it was more.
He was the inspiration for that American movie, Project X, wasn't he? Yeah.
I believe so. I don't know. But and he was a teenager at the time, So... These three lines, just misspelt, just all throughout. Oh yeah, party at mine, Saturday, 12th Jan. BYO chicks and grog, no knives, rents will crack it at me.
Specifically no knives.
No knives.
Just no knives.
The rents will only get mad if they bring knives.
If there are knives, yeah. So from those three lines, an estimated 500 people came to the party. And Worthington said many were strangers that he had no part in the ensuing melee, as the BBC put it. See, he got the BBC reporting on this.
Yeah.
And he still can't get
the
a Wikipedia
Brisbane Boys
article.
College.
The Brisbane Boys College just got to wade in.
My God.
It was reported that his parents maybe fined up to $20,000 for the party.
Jesus.
And he was, of course, famously, was unapologetic during the McKinnon interview on A Current Affair. We all know this.
Affair.
That's a landmark. He couldn't take off his sunglasses. He had an open jacket and no shirt. And he said his sunglasses were famous. This is history. This is Australian history.
Yeah. Australian history.
People say Australia has no culture.
Try again, sweetie.
I reckon Corey Worthington is our culture.
Just him.
Just him in and of himself.
From the lineage of Ned Kelly down to this man.
Yeah. This website that I referenced earlier that had 500,000 views or whatever is a website called Slap Corey, a website game where users can slap a picture of Corey Worthington. And then, yeah, it's been accessed nearly a million times as of late January 2008, I think.
God, I love the internet. And, well, yeah.
And that's
the story.
This mystery, this ongoing, not quite if we, ongoing.
If we have any more developments, we'll...
Well, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, please.
Certainly.
Please.
Yeah.
All right. And
we'll see if Daniel edits the Wikipedia page again after 10
after
years.
After 10 years, yeah, the 10-year anniversary.
Daniel, if you're listening.
Come on, mate. Just let it go up. Just let the page go up.
Come on, Wikipedia.
Come on, Wikipedia.
You cowards.
You cowards. Do it. Fight me.
I might donate your money if you put it back up.
Yeah, yeah. Also, we owe you our entire podcast, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, solid articles today, boys.
I agree.
Yeah, they weren't too bad.
Technically a Wikipedia article. I've got to give it to James.
I mean, yeah, by the skin of his teeth, it was a Wikipedia
article. He's in.
Yes.
He's in
the running. I wasn't disqualified because I got a blog post. So what are we thinking?
Well, we do have to vote for a winner now. Riley, what do you think?
Why am I kicking this off always?
Because you went first.
Yeah.
Just choose a winner.
All right, fine. I don't know. Are we still voting for ourselves, or are we
vote for ourselves, but I'm just abstaining for it for a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
Because I did it like three times in a row.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to have to do that in a minute because I liked the cicada bum one.
I hate cicada bum.
I was not a fan of cicada bums.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Does that mean it was the best article because everyone had such a...
No, like, I'm voting for Corey.
I'm also... Wait, well, what are you... If you can't vote for yourself, what are you going to vote for?
I vote Corey, if not me.
Okay, cool. Well, then I'll vote for... Curtis is one, so I'm not voting for myself.
No, we can vote for ourselves. Do we all? You think?
Well,
do you genuinely think? I think Corey's better than Bloop for me. But we're just having a domestic. Like,
yeah, all right.
What is our? How do we do this?
Why did we work this out on air?
Yeah, right. It's a good podcast fodder. Look, we'll call it a Corey.
We'll call it a Corey win.
Corey win for tonight.
A win for Corey.
And that's one that has.
He needs one. He needs the win.
Corey needs a win.
I didn't even find out what he's up to. Like, no. That was my whole point in finding out.
Where is he? What's he doing?
I'll report back to you.
There was when I did search Corey Worthington on Google, it did come up with an article that said Corey makes good. So
fantastic.
A redemption
Stay
arc?
Tuned. Stay tuned on this
two.
Ongoing Broken Links return.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for listening, guys. You can find any of the episodes that we've released so far and any of the ones coming out in the future on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or any other podcatcher of your choice.
Certainly.
We've got a bunch of social media out there. Lets us kind of gauge like how people are finding the podcast and it lets you keep up to date with, because we always let people know when stuff's come out, and we always post some... Have some funny pictures of the boys sometimes.
We do
on occasion.
Well,
on
hang occasion. Out as friends.
We're all good friends. But Facebook, we are facebook.com/unfeaturedarticles.
Correct.
Twitter, we're unfeatured pod. And Instagram, just search unfeatured articles and you'll find us, baby.
You'll find us. You're all over the place.
Thank you so much to That's Not Canon Productions. As ever, we love doing this show, and we hopefully they like having us around.
Hopefully.
Our theme song is Pukatori and Friends, and James, I'm going to throw to you for that sweet closer, my dude.
Fantastic. That'll be us for today, and as always, browse responsibly.
A mess. War, famine, politics.
Why can't everyone just get along?
Yeah, like in musicals. Musicals fix everything.
If people listened and learned from musicals, everything would be better.
Music, lights, and spontaneous choreography. What isn't there to love?
If you want to learn all of life's important lessons,
or just listen to some musical theatre nerds wax lyrical,
subscribe to Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know, wherever you find fun and funny podcasts.
Or at our website at thatsnotcanonproductions.com.
A That's Not Canon Productions podcast. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.